Welcome to day 17 of our Sit Spot journey, and today I'm going to offer a concept to you to carry with you to your Sit Spot. And this concept is around our awareness that we have of the natural world and the disturbance we make within it. So if you imagine for a moment that each person has an individual sphere of awareness around us, so there's a certain point at which in the distance you're not aware of something, if it makes a sound or if it moves. And obviously this sphere of awareness can grow or shrink depending on what mood you're in and what your intention is in moving around in the landscape. I find, for example, if I'm out on a walk with a friend, it's likely that my sphere of awareness will shrink in toward me and that person so that I'm more focused on what we're talking about than if I'm out on a walk on my own in the landscape with the intention to take in the world around me, my sphere of awareness will grow out into the space. If I'm on a walk with a particular focus or quest, like I really want to see a deer, then my sphere of awareness might grow even more and I'll be looking out for specific movements and sounds. So we each have a sphere of awareness, but we also have a sphere of disturbance. So as we move through a landscape, we cause noise and motion that other creatures and birds pick up upon, let each other know about us moving through the landscape. And in this way, if your sphere of disturbance, the space at which you create a disturbance through, as if, for example, you were a pebble dropped into the pond, the birds kind of pass on the message outwards like the ripples on the water that you're coming. Maybe even a slow-moving boat would be a more appropriate analogy, because there's motion involved in that. You're not a static pebble drop, but you're in motion. So there's this disturbance that ripples out from your presence. Now again, if I'm really angry or feeling very loud in myself, my disturbance will carry much further. So we have these two spheres. Now if I'm perhaps feeling angry in a loud mood and sharing about this with a friend, then my disturbance sphere is going to be far greater than my awareness sphere. So the birds are going to know about me far quicker, or far before I will notice them in that state. In contrast, if I'm fox walking in owl eyes, checking in every few steps with my deer ears, perhaps practicing that routine of invisibility, of browsing along the way and not looking directly at the beings in nature that I notice, but keeping them in my peripheral vision, my sphere of disturbance is going to shrink right in. The natural landscape will be much less disturbed by me, and it's likely I'll also be in a state where I'm more aware of what's going on around me. And so in this case, I'm much more likely to see and encounter different aspects of the natural world, different wildlife moving through. So this is the concept I wanted to share. And along with it, I'll just drop in a seed of an idea, which is, you know, there's the physicality of how we create disturbance in the natural world. Another example might be a child flinging a stick around, hitting brambles along their way through. That's going to create a bigger disturbance than if they were just walking. But then there's also our emotional disturbance, and I don't have any scientific proof around this, but my experience has been very clearly that my emotional state affects how nature responds to me, and especially the birds. So often people will share that their dog knows if they're feeling upset, for example. I think that animals, and including birds, have a great sense of receptivity to our emotional state. So just bear this in mind as you move out to your sit spot today, or perhaps if you go for a walk out in the natural world as well. Just carry that concept with you and imagine into, you know, perhaps you can pause every few minutes, and if you're out on a walk, or if it's just a short journey to your sit spot, every few steps, and just tune into yeah, where does it feel like my sphere of awareness stretches to? And can I bring in my sphere of disturbance anymore? I hope you enjoy playing with that today and ongoing. And I hope that because of this concept, you're able to have more magical encounters with beings in the natural world. Look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.